Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. I'm Evan Little. This is Let's Talk Pella, and we're sitting down with Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini to talk about last night's city council meeting. And there was a lot of stuff on the agenda, so we're only going to be covering a portion of it. As usual, Mike, I'd just like to thank you for coming on Let's Talk Pella to fill us in.
Evan, once again, thanks for having me here today.
So last night, the Pella City Council spoke about an issue. We've talked about this in the past, and it's something that's been worked on for several years here, and that's the airport project. Initially, of course, the city wanted to have their own regional airport to upgrade the facilities, and they were given the directive that they should work with Oskaloosa, and that's the way things have gone. Of course, there's been lots and lots of work on this over the years, and we're now getting to the point where a public hearing has been set for the 28E agreement, and that's the 20th. Could you tell us a little bit more about what that agreement entails and what kind of progress is being made on the project?
Absolutely, Evan. Last night, as you stated, the council approves March 20th as the public hearing date for proposed 28E agreement between Mahaska County, the City of Oskaloosa, and the City of Pella. And what the 28E agreement involves is a partnership for the proposed regional airport. And as you stated, Evan, over the last year, we've made significant progress with both Mahaska County and Oskaloosa and on discussions on the proposed regional airport. And really what you saw last night is we're now at the point where each governmental body is at the point where they need to consider the proposed partnership in the future. Now, as far as what is being proposed and what will be considered by the council on March 20th is a partnership agreement for the regional airport. What we would be considering is under the 28E, we would actually create a separate legal entity for the regional airport, and this legal entity would be directed by a board of directors. And it's important to note, Evan, when we talk about the regional airport partnership, that that board of directors would consist of 3 members from the City of Pella, 2 members from the City of Oskaloosa, and 1 member from Mahaska County. And as far as the operation of the airport itself, the board of directors would operate the new agency in accordance with the parameters established in the 28E. And basically what we're talking about, their charge would be to conduct all necessary studies for the FAA in planning a new regional airport, constructing the airport. Once the airport is up and built and operational, it would be operating the airport as well. So there's a lot of details to cover in the 28E, and I would encourage any of your listeners that are interested in this subject to pay attention to the City Council agendas, and the City Council will be considering this for the City of Pella on March 20th.
As part of that board setup, it was spoken of that the cost split between the two cities would follow that same line as the boards, so Pella would be paying 60% of those operational costs, and Oskaloosa would be paying 40%. However, it was shown that it would probably be a savings for the city overall.
Absolutely, Evan. How the finances are set for the new airport agency is, A, it's important to keep in mind that the City of Oskaloosa and the City of Pella would be paying 100% of the cost for construction and operational costs that are not covered by the Federal Aviation Administration. And in particular, when we talk about financing and how that would be split, first and foremost, it's important to realize that there's different financing methods under the 28E. The initial construction cost, or those costs that are not covered by the Federal Aviation Administration in building the new airport, would be split 50% to the City of Oskaloosa, 50% to the City of Pella. Once the airport is operational, as was mentioned last night, the operational cost, 60% would be paid by the City of Pella and 40% would be paid by the City of Oskaloosa. And for those listeners that may be curious on how that was determined, it's based off board representation. Currently, under the 28E agreement, the City of Pella has the ability to appoint 3 members to the governing board, while the City of Oskaloosa has the ability to only appoint 2 members to the governing board. Between the two cities, since we comprise 60% of the membership, that's how the operating costs are allocated according to the board membership. So that's why the City of Pella is paying 60%. And as was stated last night, one of the benefits when you talk about regionalization projects, it's important to keep in mind that currently the City of Oskaloosa and the City of Pella operate 2 independent airports. By combining our airports together, you will still have the same operating costs as both of us currently experience, and so there will be a savings overall to the tax. And in our particular case, we subsidize our current airport between $50,000 to $100,000 annually, and it's important to keep in mind. Under the proposed regional airport, we believe that those operating costs, that we will still need to subsidize the new regional airport between $50,000 to $100,000. However, of that subsidy, potential subsidy, roughly 60% of it will be the responsibility of the City of Pella. So overall, we believe it will be a savings for the City of Pella, both in terms of the initial construction cost and the ongoing maintenance and operational costs, not only for the City of Pella, but for the taxpayers in the region as well.
And then the other thing I'd like to talk about today is the sports park project. Up until this point, everything's been pretty preliminary. The city council talked about the sports park in Oskaloosa as a model for what they'd like to do, you know, something very similar to that. Last night, the board approved a partnership with an entity that'll really help make things happen. Could you tell us a little bit more about the sports park project?
Last night, what the city council approved was it was a 2080 agreement with Fields Over Future. And who Fields Over Future is it's a nonprofit entity that was formed expressly to build a sports park for the community. Now, it's important to keep in mind when we talk about the 2080 agreement, the reason why this is important and the reason why it was with Fields Over Future is to date, Fields Over Future has raised roughly $3.5 million to build a community sports park. And these pledges to date have largely came from two entities. That's the Pella Roll Screen Foundation and the Vermeer Charitable Foundation. And so last night, by approving the 2080 agreement with Fields Over Future, it's important to keep in mind that to date, for the community sports park, there's been roughly $3.5 million raised. Secondly, where the city comes in, is back in March of 2011, we had a referendum on extending the city's local option sales and services tax for an additional 12 years. One of the projects that was listed on the ballot was a community sports park. That particular referendum initiative to extend the local option sales and services tax passed by an overwhelming margin in the community. I believe it was over 80%. And so when we looked at the partnership on there, there appears to be significant interest for a community sports park. And what is being proposed through this is, first and foremost, the sports park would be city constructed, city owned, and city operated. The sports park would rely, as far as the initial project budget, what's included in the 2080 agreement is the overall budget's approximately $6 million. $3.5 million would be provided by private entities or Fields of Our Future, which equates about roughly 58% of the cost. 42% would be provided by the city of Pella, or roughly $2.5 million, and that would come from the city's local option sales and services tax. As far as the overall plan for the sports park, what was being proposed is a sports park that is roughly about 105 acres in the long term, and that's the initial land acquisition would be about 105 acres. The proposed site is located on Old Highway 163, and it's just north of the Skyline Ready Mix plant out there as well. And so, Evan, from our standpoint, the reason why city administration recommended approval of the partnership last night is just really to boil it down to is, A, to date there has been significant funds raised for a community sports park through the various foundations in the community. Two, the voters approved of the project on the local option sales and services tax ballot. And three, and I think this was a decision the city council made last night as well, and from the city's perspective, we thought it was in the best interest of the city to leverage our local option sales and services tax dollars in conjunction with private support to build a sports complex that we believe would enhance or significantly enhance the quality of life within the community. Now, finally, to wrap up on this community sports park, it's important to keep in mind that the project that we are modeling is very similar to the Lacey Complex in Oskaloosa. And any of your listeners that have been to the Lacey Complex in Oskaloosa know the quality and type of a project that we're talking about is a very, very high-level sports complex and something that certainly served the community of Oskaloosa very well over the years. But that is the goal in mind, is to build something very similar for the community of Pella.
I think that brings us through just about everything for today. I'd really like to thank you once again for coming on Let's Talk Pella today, Mike.
Once again, Evan, thanks for having me here today.
This has been Let's Talk Pella. I'm Evan Little. This is the Marion County Midday Magazine. Stay tuned. Your Weather Eye forecast is coming up next on KNIA KRLS.